Welcome to learning about your inner child. What I'm about to say to you might surprise you. All of us are wounded. There's not a soul alive who's not experienced some form of desperation. There's not a child born who's not felt shame and loneliness. That is the human condition. There's no one in range of hearing these words that doesn't have a secret room hidden within the self that is filled with shame, rage, fear, and grief. And not one of you will admit, even to yourself, the extent of that shame, rage, fear, and grief. All of us are in some phase of denial, first to ourselves and then to others. It's when we begin to feel our pain and suffering that we begin to come to life. It's only when the dragon of your believed-to-be-ugly past begins to rear its terrifying head that you can even begin to have an inkling of what feeling alive really is. Your wounding began in the womb and continued in silence within the voiceless sanctity of yourself. Throughout your childhood, you pushed down so deeply your wounding that you forgot the extent of your wounds. This is what got you through childhood. This is the nature of human reality. Within us all is the child that must be honored. It is the child that must be brought back into aliveness. Long, long ago, before you remember, you put some of the child in a place you thought would be safe until the war was over. That place, thought to protect you, later became a prison. You forgot that you put a part of yourself there and continued on with your life. You knew something was missing, but didn't know how to get back to retrieve that precious missing part. The retrieval of your inner child couldn't occur until you became an adult. It's only then that you would be safe enough to even come close. Every problem you've ever had as an adult is a beckoning of your inner self, asking you to find that pathway back. For this reason alone, your pain is a blessing, for it could motivate you to discover your imprisoned child. And once you find your inner child, you can become one again, or one even for the first time. Go deep within yourself in the silence of your own private mind. Seek to find the forgotten child within. Find a way to honor your child in a place of sunshine and light. Begin by feeling for your inner child. You see, your inner child was robbed of his or her feelings because it wasn't safe. Now you must feel for your inner child. Feel the original pain that you have been denying for so long. This is a way of honoring yourself and of reconnecting with yourself. Split-off feelings cause a life of unreality and of an existence of simulated feelings. Find the child, feel the feelings, then talk to your child about the truth. Tell yourself of your worthiness, lovability, and safety. Listen back and respond again and again with love until the child within begins to stir. Every day, hold your inner child in your arms. Before you get out of bed in the morning, and as you drift into sleep at night, hold your inner child. Gradually, you will free yourself from that cold and dark prison. This is a way of honoring your inner child, and a way of elevating yourself toward responsible and loving adult experience. Deep within you dwells a perfect child, a perfectly happy child. Though you may have responded to your childhood with some sadness, anger, fear, or shame, though you may have been wounded by some of the conditions of your childhood, you have a perfect child inside of you that's never been touched by those conditions. Your perfect child has survived the emotional, mental, and physical storms of childhood and remains inside of you, eager to be recognized and expressed. Recognizing and bringing out this perfect child part of you can add immeasurable pleasure and creativity to your life. This part of you was always meant to be a part of you, no matter what pathways you may have chosen as an adult. Whether you carry much responsibility in your adult roles or lead a low-key, quiet kind of life, you have this aspect of yourself that can be acknowledged that will enhance whatever you do. Your perfect child within is a source of joyous spontaneity, fun, creativity, humor, unconditional love, sweetness, and innocence. Most important, it allows you to relax. Because it's not ego-attached, it's not concerned with getting its own or being right and achieving goals. It allows you to take little vacations into the world of here and now well-being. It releases you from your worries and struggles and allows a whole new perspective in things. When you return to your adult activities and responsibilities, you're automatically more refreshed and ready to move on with more enthusiasm and energy. Just a short daily expression of your perfect child will significantly lower your stress level and rejuvenate you. Imagine a child who feels perfectly safe and loved. Imagine this child living among people who are totally accepting and supportive. They teach when the child wants to learn. They direct when the child needs direction. Allow for freedom when the child needs freedom, and give unconditional love in all ways. Here, of course, are the perfect mother and father aspects of your great, loving, wise self. Imagine how this child will express itself. With no negative energies to pull it down, this child will automatically express the joy of living. Things will appear as pure delight, just as they are. The child will see humor in everything. The simplest gesture or interchange will be filled with exciting and creative possibilities. All things will be seen as if for the first time, reflecting a refreshing innocence. This allows for constant, delightful surprise. Imagine seeing a little kitten for the first time. What a surprise! What a joy and sweetness! How funny and fun to watch and touch! Do you see the source of creativity here? There are no preconceived ideas or expectations to plan your next response. You are free to continue to be surprised, both by the kitten and by your own ideas and responses. Now imagine applying this consciousness in your adult experience. See yourself coming up with the most outrageously fun and creative ways of solving problems. Each idea can be a new fresh start. You become the inventor, and you can decide if you want to implement your ideas into reality. See the fun that you're having. Imagine the laughter that well up within you. The spontaneity of the perfect child, creativity, is so fun that you can't help but want to laugh just for expressing the joy. Want to see if you can find your perfect child? Consider for a minute the game of peekaboo. This game is the essence of first-time discovery and the joyous feeling of surprise. It is the essence of being in the here and now. Try it for a minute in the mirror or with a friend who's game. When you hide your face and eyes behind your hands, pretend that you don't know what you will see when you open your hands. When you do open your hands and say boo, just allow yourself to feel your reaction. Then allow yourself to express your reaction. You may feel very funny or adventurous. If you feel silly and can't seem to get into it, it may be that your judgmental parent is there telling you that such feelings are silly and unacceptable. Peekaboo experience from the perfect child is not silly. On the contrary, it's the essence of creative manifestation. Peekaboo consciousness, practiced at the right times and circumstances, will enrich your family, career, relationships, and personal happiness. Your greatest roadblock to this kind of happiness is your judgmental parent within. If you practice repressing your feelings and spend much of your time in your head, you will have resistance to peekaboo consciousness. Your perfect child is pure feeling. If you don't want to feel your feelings, you won't be able to feel your perfect child's joyful feelings. You may need to ask yourself why you don't want to feel your feelings. You may need to face and feel your negative feelings before you can feel your joyful feelings. If you judge or resent others' perfect child fun as being self-indulgent, silly, or immature, just remember that they're having fun and enjoying all the benefits of release from worry and stress while you are still in stress. Experiencing your perfect child is healthy for you. After you begin to understand and experience a little of the peekaboo consciousness, you can begin to practice being your perfect child by yourself or with special friends. Practice allowing yourself to feel and express your perfect child at certain times. Trust yourself. You will automatically develop more spontaneity. Since your perfect child is already within you, you don't have to be taught from the outside how to be it. Just listen and feel from within. Your perfect child naturally wants to come out and express itself. Your learning is a matter of allowing. Your perfect child will tell you what to do, how to allow it to come through. You didn't have to learn how to walk from others. You taught yourself how to walk. In much the same way, you will teach yourself how to experience your perfect child. Soon you'll find yourself being your perfect child more openly and with strangers. Your perfect child may not always be accepted. Remember that most people have a strong judgmental parent within them. Your expression of freedom and fun may offend them because they've not yet given themselves permission to express their own perfect child. Protect this precious part of you until you feel secure in your own perfect child expression. Here's to joy, fun, and creativity. Now I'm going to teach you how to talk with your inner child. You have many people inside of you, as many people, in fact, as you are old. The potency of the effect of these people or personalities have upon you are determined by the various stages you pass through in your life. The child within you is of particular importance in your present life. You have within you, for example, a tiny fetus, a baby in a crib, a toddler, a preschool child, an early school child, a middle school child, a preteen, a teenager, and variations in between. You may have distinct children within you reflecting a stage, a significant event, or a period in your life. These children have their own personalities, memories, attitudes, emotions, and ways of coping with the world. A younger child will have no perception of the older child's experience within you. An older child will have his or her own perception of the younger ones. Each child is an autonomous individual unto itself. The children within you have no perception of time having passed. These children are very active in your life. Their influence motivates how you feel, react, think, and see yourself in the world and the people in it. They live emotionally in the here and now of their own personal experience. They respond to your present adult experience in accordance to their own age and maturity level. They respond as though conditions are as they were in their experience. For example, a 4-year-old child who feels helpless and enraged in the face of his or her parents arguing may emerge emotionally at 40 in the face of an argument with a spouse, undermining the adult's attempts for a loving and rational resolution. Your children within can cause damage to mature adult dreams and intentions. So your rebellious adolescent within, given the right cues, can emerge emotionally in your adult experience and become stubborn and sarcastic, causing hurt and confusion. Often you'll be left bewildered at your own emotions and reactions, feeling that what you said and did was not really you or what you wanted. And indeed, it was not you, the adult you. This very active child life is by and large unconscious. That which is unconscious will have control over you. In order to gain total adult control of your life, you must become aware of the many voices and faces within you and what they're saying. Remember that they're only trying to get along in a way they know how. When you do become aware, you can then learn to communicate with your various child selves, allowing for significant understanding of yourself and growth. By learning to dialogue with your inner child, you can change your life in all areas. Your deepest ideas and beliefs about life, yourself, and other people were learned in childhood. Many of these beliefs were based on stressful and confusing experiences, resulting in conflicting and confused beliefs. Many of these beliefs have subconsciously followed you through the years into your present, wreaking havoc in your life without you even knowing it. As you come to love and understand your inner children, you can help that part of you to have new, more positive and beneficial understandings about things. These new understandings can lead to positive changes in your adult experience. For example, you can automatically raise your self-esteem, increase your prosperity, experience more personal inner peace, create more loving and effective relationships, function better in your chosen career, and overcome irrational fears that have run you for years. Perhaps most important, you will learn how to love yourself and others. These are just a few examples of what you can achieve if you learn to communicate with your inner child. Learning this skill with love, compassion, and intelligence can give you one of the most singular, powerful tools you possess. The following is a guideline of how to dialogue with your inner child. Be creative and you will learn amazing things about yourself. You are about to embark upon a project that will revolutionize your life. Treat this process with a maximum of respect. Keep alert to the subtleties of inner voice and perception. This process is by and large experimental. You'll be trying many ways of communicating until you find what works best between you and your inner child. No one can tell you exactly how to do this because only you and your inner child know what is needed. So use your intuition, trust yourself, and follow your heart. Choose a time and place where you can be private and quiet within yourself. A suggested time is when you're in bed before you rise in the morning or before you go to sleep at night. At first, you may need to spend more time finding and learning the magic of inner child communication. Later, your dialogues may only take several minutes. These several minutes spent with yourself every day will change your life. Begin by focusing on some condition or problem that is presently making itself known in your life. Become aware of what that condition or problem is causing you to feel. Be aware of any sadness, hurt, resentment, anger, fear, anxiety, embarrassment, shame, or guilt you may feel as a result of the situation. Spend a minute just feeling your feelings. Don't fight them or judge them. Simply feel them. accepting that that is how you feel. Remember that feelings don't have to make sense to be valid. You never have to justify your feelings. Now, put yourself into the consciousness of the great, loving, wise one that dwells within you. Open your heart and fill yourself with the light of your own higher consciousness. Using your own will, begin to view things through compassionate, non-judgmental, and loving eyes. Tap into your own ageless wisdom, listening intently to your intuition. Step out of yourself. Become your great, loving, wise self. As you come to know and develop this aspect of yourself, it will become easier to become, taking only seconds to access this consciousness. Once you have achieved this consciousness, turn your attention to your inner child. As your great loving wise self, are aware of the conflicting feelings you experience, imagine a child or infant, fetus, or teen. Pay attention to the first impression that comes to you. The first is usually the most valid. Become aware of the approximate age of this child and imagine that he or she is with you, right next to you, or standing near you. Now, tune in to this child. Look in the face, then the eyes. Don't censor or inject some image you think should be there. Feel your inner child's presence. Get a sense of him or her. Just watch, listen, and feel. Observe your intuition, inner senses, and your intelligence. Become aware of what your inner child is experiencing, feeling, and thinking. When you feel ready, reach out to your child and urge the child to feel safe and comfortable with you. When you and your child are ready, perhaps hold him or her in your loving arms. Then begin talking out loud. Speak out loud so that your inner child can actually physically hear your words. This is important. Your subconscious receptive mind can't differentiate between your voice and that of a loving person other than yourself. If spoken lovingly, that part of your mind will accept your love and teachings. Out loud makes your teaching go deeper. Begin by introducing yourself. Hello, sweet girl. Hello, sweet boy. It's me, your adult self. I'm here to help you and love you. Reassure the child of your good intentions, just as you would any child. Watch and listen for your child's response. Respond using your wisdom and compassion. Then address the problem. Acknowledge your child's feeling about what is happening. I know you feel frightened or angry about what's going on. Your feelings are valid, sweet child. There's nothing wrong with your feelings. Then allow your child to respond. Listen to what he or she says and feels. You may respond by just touching or reassuring. You may also ask permission to ask questions of your child. May I ask you some questions? How do you feel about what happened? You may refer to your present adult condition or problem. Why did you act the way you did? How can I help you? You then may respond based on the information you're getting. You will discover that your inner child has feelings and perceptions totally different from what you as an adult experience. Never make demands, judge, or lecture to your inner child. You may, however, give advice and educate. Always keep in mind that you're talking to someone who often feels frightened and vulnerable, and who may have had difficulty trusting people. Not trusting you may be no exception. Your inner child may perceive you as having abandoned him or her, and initially may be unwilling to share deeper thoughts and feelings. A trust must be built between you and your inner child. This takes time and patience. It's well worth the effort. Once you've tapped the resource of your inner child, you have tapped a gold mine. Your initial attempts at contacting your inner child may be frustrating. Children often have a sense of isolation, that no one can really understand or care about how they feel. Some children may feel that the family pet is the only living being that is safe and who cares. As a result, you may feel distant and disconnected from your inner child. You may know intellectually that your inner child did have an experience at one time, but can't relate to the feelings and experience of that child in the present. Make no mistake, this child is alive and active within you. It is up to you to reach this child and make him or her feel safe. The first time you do this, you may be overwhelmed with emotion. To discover this part of yourself is a bittersweet experience. Here are all the feelings you repressed and controlled over the years, the feelings you thought you better push away. While at the same time, here is hope. Here is home. Here is your real self. You may have tremendous conflict about feeling those old feelings again. Remember that these feelings, as potent as they are the feelings of a child of another time and experience. They can't hurt you to feel them again. It's not feeling them that has hurt you as an adult. You stopped feeling them as a child in order to survive. At the time, this was a wise and intelligent thing to do. But as you grew and conditions changed for the better, those feelings continued to run you. It's time now, as an adult, to resolve what you couldn't resolve many years ago. You will discover facts about yourself and your past experience that will surprise, even amaze you. You will remember things that you had totally forgotten. Your inner child will tell you about them if you learn to listen. This new information given to you from your inner child automatically offers you an opportunity to upgrade and mature old, conflicting, and unbeneficial beliefs learned in the past. You may talk about your past with your inner child. You will then come to know how to give counsel to your wounded child. Your best counsel comes from the great, loving, wise one within you. You may find yourself saying things like, "Mother and father were confused and upset within themselves. Perhaps they had some unhappy times in their childhood that made them feel bad later. It had nothing to do with you. You are innocent. You deserve to be loved, and I love you." Such understanding and reassurance will relax and give new perspective to that part of yourself, allowing your present adult experience to be more relaxed and fully alive. There are those who say that you can't go back and change the past. They say you can never go home. This is simply not true. You can't change the facts about the past, but you can change your perception of it. Changing perception of the past changes your perception of reality in the present. It changes your perception of yourself and others. It allows for love, forgiveness, creativity, strength, and courage, and an ability to take responsibility for your life. Loving dialogue with your inner child can change your total perspective of your life, both past and present. It can set you free.